hopeful. Macron Coughlin, how do you feel?
I can't describe it at the moment. It's just total joy adulation. No, it's happiness. I don't care. Just total happiness. We've done it, Treble.
I mean, first half, obviously going 1-0 up, and then you went to 10 men. Yeah. What were you thinking at that point?
Well, you think the worst, don't you? But our lads totally dug in, showed their character, Lizzie. You know, at the end of the day, we went, how long did we go? I think they scored in about 83 minutes. So they'd done virtually a whole half with 10 men. And then they did another 30 minutes, and actually 20 minutes and 10 with 9 men. Our lads have just dug in from that Chatterton game in the semi-final. Our lads have proven what they're about, and next season everyone better look out for this group of lads, because they don't take any. I won't say that next word.
And when it went to extra time, did you think, this is ours now, we're going to win this?
No, to be honest, no, because we're down to 10 men and then we were down to 9 men. So what I was thinking was, lads, just hold out. If we had some great chances in that second half of extra time. John Connolly and Elliot never both had great chances to win the game for us. So really, we were open for penalties. Once we got to penalties, we were dead confident, because our lads have done it before and proved they can do it, and they did it again.
Could you have done it without the support of these lads behind you?
No chance. I've said it before, this club exists. Players, volunteers, sponsors, directors, supporters. If one of them things is not working, this club will fail. Any club will fail. So we've got 5 plates spinning at any one time. The supporters are a massive part of that, but so is the team, the volunteers and everyone else. That's the whole club and the whole city behind us.
Treble in your first season, look out for the purples.
I don't really know what to say to that. What do we do next? All right, Wezzo here, he might want to talk to you, yeah?
Wezzo, how do you feel?
Listen, when we started off back in May, June, I started off in the trials. I was never expecting this, you know what I mean? What an unbelievable first season. 3 trophies, basically have 5 cup finals, we conceded about 2 goals. Absolutely devastated with my penalty, by the way, but we got the job.
Why did you do it, lad?
I was so confident going up for that penalty. I know, my days.
Does it get any better than this?
I've made it. I mean, this is it. This is what I've always lived for. Days like this.
Paul Manning from the City of Liverpool FC. How are you? Just in a word.
Happy.
Right, happy. Right, this is what happened last evening, and just after the Macron Cup final, just after the final whistle, our very own Lizzie Doyle was talking to Paul, and this is what happened last night.
So, Paul, Macron Cup winners, how do you feel?
I can't describe it at the moment. It's just total joy
Paul, the word is adulation, and very, very, very well worth it. Listen, man, I don't know what to say. You came on this show about 7 months ago, and you said to yourself, you know what, we're going to start a football team, we're going to see how we go, we're going to employ a manager, we're going to do all that. You won the first cup final you got into. You just missed out in winning the league outright by virtually one game. You went into the playoffs, you got promoted to the division above you, you went into the Macron Cup final last night, and you won that too. I have no more superlatives, Paul Manning from the City of Liverpool FC. Let me know how everybody's feeling involved with the Purps today.
Everyone's just on cloud 9 there, Conor, aren't they? And if you've seen any of the videos that Lizzie done or that any other people have put up since last night, it's just pure joy and adulation. And that's what we set out to do at the start of the season, as well as, obviously, strategically, you plan things and you want to win football matches. But the point was to just make people happy at football again. Surrounded by family and friends, have a drink, have a laugh, bring your kids. It doesn't cost an arm and a leg. And that's the main achievement. Seeing all those hundreds of people last night and at the playoff final and at the Roy's Cup final, just being amazingly, you know, happy is just such a proud achievement for all of us.
Tell me how this has happened. How have you done this, right? Because you don't have to give me a full background as to what the City of Liverpool FC is, but one thing I can't get over is when looking back in the videos, and all those videos are at Radio City Talk. They're up there now. You can watch them now as we speak, right? When I'm looking at the videos, I follow football from I was 6 years of age, right? And the team I follow, whenever they win, I'm just phenomenally overjoyed. Whenever they lose, I just don't talk to me, okay?
Yeah, right.
How can people who didn't even know about this football club 10 months ago have exactly the same reaction as I do to a team I've been following for nigh on 25 years?
All your life, yeah.
How have you done this? Because some of the reactions are just beautiful.
I think it's down to the community aspect, Conor, isn't it? Because we're all shareholders in the club. Every one of them, not everyone, but the vast majority of our crowd owns a share in the club. It's our club, and it's my little Johnny's club, you know, my son Patrick, whatever. I bring my son. Everyone brings their sons, their daughters, their grandchildren, their aunties, their uncles, their mates. You can stand with your family and friends next year and have a great time and make new friends as well. There's people coming on their own and being part of wider groups, you know, and just, it's just a massive community program. And it, I mean, we play football, but it's a community outreach program. And that's where it's come from. Obviously, I don't want to take anything away from what Simon and his staff and his team have done, because it can be the greatest community thing in the world. But if we haven't got a great football team to watch, maybe it's not. It doesn't become as great as it has been. But, you know, the football works in tandem with the community, which works in tandem with the volunteers and the directors and the sponsors, who we couldn't do without. Radio Cities and, you know, City Talk, we just can't do without this level of support that we've had. So that's what it's about. It's our club. It belongs to the city. It belongs to all of us equally. There's not, you know, okay, I'm the chairman, I'm, you know, managing things and with the other directors and everything, but the club is bigger than everyone, and it's going to stay that way, and it can't ever be owned by anyone except it's individual shareholders.
We were talking about this just before the show started, myself and Lizzie. She was in here. I sat with Lizzie for 25 minutes, and she just had a beaming smile, and all she wanted to do was tell me how amazing it was and how amazing Fleetwood was and how fantastic it was not getting back to 1 o'clock this morning. She didn't care less because it was just superb.
Yeah.
It's funny you should say that about, you know, no one will ever own the club. Now, but your club is in a situation at the moment where you're going into a league that those in that league find it very hard to sometimes get 100, 200, and 300 people down to watch matches. You brought the guts of 1,000 people to Fleetwood last evening, right? So obviously, you don't want an owner. You don't want an oligarch. You don't want a Russian financier coming in and taking over the club and sort of maximising this. But you do need a bit of support throughout the community, and you do need a bit of support sponsorship-wise, because it's going to get busier, it's going to get bigger, the squad's going to have to get bigger, etc., etc.
Well, it all comes down to volunteer time, Conor, because we've all got jobs and families and wives and husbands or whatever it is, you know. And you can only, there's only a finite amount of time of volunteer time that you can put in. And we could use our time better if we weren't just constantly chasing around looking for sponsors, you know. And that's why I asked on your show last week if any big Liverpool brands want to come forward and be involved in this amazingly happy social movement, which is just what it is. Then we'd love to hear from them, and we'd work very, very closely with them. And the likes of, if I can mention them,
the main club
sponsor, Agenda Homes. Now, Agenda gave us some sponsorship money and first class, no problem. But what they actually do, you know, we get like 20, 30, 40, 50 members of their staff every game at home coming to the matches as staff outings, you know. And they're okay. We tweet about them and they're in the programme and they get all that kind of benefit, but they're not in it for that. They're also in it for the community aspect. They're a Liverpool-based business. They've got Liverpool-based employees and they just want to be part of the wider community programme that we're offering. So all businesses can get involved like
right.
that.
Well,
everyone can come along.
Let's move away from the commercial side of things, because I want to hear from you as a football fan, right? Because, by the way, if you are a community-based organisation, if you are somebody who wants to get involved, colfc.com or colfc.co.uk, beg your pardon, colfc.co.uk. It's all up on our Twitter feed as well. Anyway, we've kind of bounced past the fact you won the Macron Cup last evening. We've bounced past the fact that at the weekend you were in with me here with the team on Friday. You bounced past the fact that on Saturday you went up, you were promoted. Tell me about that.
Well, that was mission accomplished, Conor. That was the goal at the start of the season. Let's get promoted. And as you say, we fell short in the league, fair enough. You know, the league table doesn't lie. Witness, we're the best team in the league. They went on an amazing run and we won the league. The playoff final itself against local rivals Lidl and Remeker was a very, very tight affair. I mean, and the scoreline was 3-0 in the end, but we scored 3 goals in 9 minutes just after half-time. One of which was the absolute wonder goal. It's got to be goal of the season. Have you seen it from Matty Williams, a 45-yard or something like that, lobs the keeper. So we hit Lidl with 3 goals quite quickly, realistically, that's the end of the game. And, you know, we saw the game out. They pressed hard, but it was an extremely tight game up to that point. Litherland were extremely gracious hosts on the day and extremely gracious in defeat. And it's not always easy because it must have hurt them. They've had a great season as well. They finished above us in the league table. So to lose out completely must have hurt those lads, but they were very, very gracious. But we had another fantastic day there. Supporters, unfortunately, a steward of Litherland Remicker and a friend of ours, Colin Begbie, got injured on the day. And we're hoping Colin's feeling all right. We didn't expect that or want that to happen, but it was a happy, joyous outpouring from our supporters again on the pitch with the players, community, and it was just superb. And we got the Hallmark Security League did present us with a trophy for winning the playoffs. So we've got two trophies. You saw them last week, Connor, and then we won the third one last night, the Macron, but it's too valuable for us to have, unfortunately. So that didn't come home with us. I can't believe it.
How does that work? It's too valuable. Did they let you play with it for 15 minutes and then take it off you? It's like when you go to your granny's house and you get to play with the expensive toys for 15 minutes?
Yeah. In fairness, it is. It's worth an awful lot of money and it's a very historic trophy. I think it's well over 100 years old. So the league gave it to the players on the night. The players were allowed to, you know, get photographs, take it, run around, do the lap of honour. A lot of the supporters got their hands on it as well and got some great photographs after the game.
They just didn't want it filled up with beer, did they?
No, they didn't. But it is, you know, obviously it's a very, very valuable piece of artifact. So I think we can have it back to bring, you know, to take around. We'll have to insure it on a short term basis, and we'll bring it into the studio and that, because it is a really, really beautiful trophy and it's massive as well. And of course, we want a photograph of those three trophies, and we want the squad to have a photograph of all the three trophies that they won. Because ultimately, again, everything we've done is fantastic, but without those lads giving absolutely everything they've got since Christmas, especially, we wouldn't be having this chance.
Yeah, and for free, it's non-league football. They'd probably just about get a bit of petrol money sorted out for them. And
expenses, Connor, that's it, mate. Travel expenses.
Yeah, hopefully next season it becomes bigger, it becomes better. But you said in your little piece with Lizzie last evening, what's next? So this is a perfect opportunity to ask you. I can't tell you. You can tell me, though.
No, I could give you... I don't know the answer is the answer. What we've got to do, myself, my fellow directors, we've got to sit down and sort out the strategy for next season, what the targets, what we want
good
to achieve.
Luck.
Yeah, we've got to sit down with Simon Burton after that and work out budgets and what his plans are and make sure that we're all aligned on that. And I'm sure we will be. I'm looking forward to a break, Connor, to be fair, and a little bit of rest in June, a little, you know, not so intense. But I know that by next Saturday, and I'm not the only one, I know there's another 500 Purple Partisans out there saying the same thing. We'll want another game of football next week because we are all addicted to this non-league football scene, and we all love it. So it's just been a fantastic journey. And like with the Agenda Homes, we couldn't have done it without City Talk.
Listen, it's an absolute pleasure for me. I know we've done quite a lot on this show. It's been an absolute pleasure for me. Myself and Dave, every time we're doing something, every time myself and producer Dave sit down, we go, City Liverpool Football Club doing stuff. Yeah, let's get involved.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Because it is one of those things. And, you know, it's often pushed towards large broadcasters and media companies,
yeah,
I suppose, like ourselves as well, that we're only interested in Liverpool and Everton. That's not
Big
the case.
Stuff. Yeah.
Do you know, we are here to serve this entire community. And you know what? If you are a non-league football team and you would like some coverage, just drop me an email, connor.phillips@radiocity.co.uk. It is about getting football to the people. Paul, on behalf of everybody here, on behalf of all the staff at Radio City, Radio City Talk, Radio City 2, Radio City 3, and everyone up in this tower, a huge congratulations. We wish you well, and go and have a well-earned break if you possibly can. All right?
Thank you very much, Connor. Pass on my regards to everyone, and we'll speak again soon.
I hope so. Hopefully, when we're setting things up, and maybe I might even go and watch a couple of pre-season
games. You're going to come to a game, Connor, are you?
I have to. I can't not.
You're like the purple, what's it called, the purple Pimpernel?
Yeah, I am.
I can't find them anywhere.
Listen, thank you very much, Paul Manning, the chairman of City of Liverpool Football Club. A brilliant, brilliant story. And look, like I said, if you've a non-league football team, you'd love us to cover it. Give us a shout, even if it's just pre-season and you want us to come down and get involved in one of your games. Connor.phillips@radiocity.co.uk. And if you want to get involved with the City of Liverpool Football Club, colfc.co.uk, for reds, for blues, for whites, and for everybody in between. It's Radio City Talk.